Winds have caused the Crescent Mountain Fire to cross Eagle Creek and head east. A new mandatory Level 3 evacuation has been issued for all persons living west of the Little Bridge Creek intersection in the Twisp River Valley. Authorities say people should evacuate east toward Twisp. The Red Cross has a shelter available at the Matau Valley Community Center in Twisp. The Boyd's Fire near Kettle Falls is now 49% contained. Winds shifted and pushed the fire towards the southwest yesterday. Fire crews were prepared for this and responded with ground crews and airdrops to keep the fire in containment lines. Authorities have issued a flight restriction over the area of the fire. They wish to remind the public that when drones are spotted in the area of the fire, all firefighting efforts are grounded. Bisbee Mountain Road and Trout Lake Road are closed and barricaded at Highway 20. Nancy Creek Road is closed at the U.S. Forest Service boundary. American and Canadian firefighters are working as a team to fight the Horns Mountain Fire. The change in the wind affected this fire as well, but firefighters were able to keep the fire within containment lines. The fire is now burning over 3,100 acres. 500 are in Canada. The wind has removed some of the smoke from the area of the fire, which has allowed aircraft to resume efforts to contain the fire. Yesterday, the aircraft had been grounded due to the smoke. I'm Jeremy Burnham reporting.